This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The third special session ended Thursday in Olympia without a capital budget or the fix Republicans are looking for to the Supreme Court's Hearst ruling that all but halts well drilling on rural lands. That's left plenty of disappointment in the Senate, where a bill that's passed four times and then moved on to the House, according to Senator Randy Becker, has been tabled without a vote each time.
There's no reason why we can't have a capital budget. Period. Absolutely no reason. All that needs to happen is to have the House vote on the Hearst bill. I actually asked the governor. He asked what he could do to help, and I said, ask the House to vote on the Hearst bill. I actually do think it would pass. I do think that that's what they're afraid of, and that's why they don't want to have the bill go out. The bill that we've passed four times that would be a permanent fix.
Senator Judy Warnick says the protecting waters argument used by Democrats is terribly misleading.
It's a disingenuous argument that they make that a small portion of the water that's used in the state of Washington through permit-exempt wells, which from our studies say it's less than 1%. So less than 1%, and 80% of that goes back into the ground. That argument doesn't hold water for me.
Democrats have offered to put a two-year delay on the Hearst decision until a better solution can be agreed to, but Republicans say that leaves landowners in limbo with devalued property and little chance of getting a construction loan.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.